Ready? Okay. Give me a beach.
Beach.
Give me great food.
Tacos.
Give me adventure.
Hiking.
Give me a date night.
Sunset cruise.
Give me some smiles.
Cheese.
Give me more beaches.
Beaches.
What's that spell?
San Diego.
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
I'm Kelsey Nixon, and this is Kitchen Prescription, the podcast you listen to when you don't know what to make for dinner. What a week. I hope you've all been keeping your heads above water as we enter what I am officially declaring the second busiest month of the year. Just behind December, I swear, May is insane. I talked about it a little bit last week, but I know so many of you are juggling so much with end of school activities, and as sporting seasons wrap up, and dance seasons and gymnastic seasons, all of those things. So sending you my best as you juggle it all. I am fresh off a weekend getaway with a big group of my friends from college. We do this annual girls trip, and when I say that I look forward to it every year, I cannot emphasize enough just how much this weekend with my friends fills my cup. Maybe you do something similar, but we've been going, I think we just hit 10 years of doing this trip. And the craziest part about this trip, and people make note of this all the time, is that it is a group of us that is nearly 15 women, and we have all stayed in contact. I think we had 13 there this year. And not everyone makes it every year, but it's usually a pretty good turnout. And, you know, I talk a lot about family dinner and the importance of regular ritual to sit down with your family and break bread together and just how important that is. But today I just want to mention how therapeutic sitting around a table with close friends is. I genuinely consider this group one of, forgive the cheesiness, but literally one of the biggest blessings in my life. And I left this weekend feeling immense gratitude to just know and love so many incredible women. What's so awesome about this group is that it's made up of stay-at-home moms, single women, working professionals in every industry from academia to private wealth management to multiple small business owners. They are smart. They are sensitive, they are supportive, and this group is drama-free. It is just the best, and I am just so grateful for not only being surrounded by them and uplifted by them, but genuinely for 3 nights of uninterrupted sleep, and it was even on a couch, and I did not mind. And a break from the bedtime routine, I'm telling you, I'm like a new woman. And what this weekend reminded me of was how good food. And when I talk about good food, that can mean a beautiful meal that you made. That can mean donuts from the local shop down the street. That can be your favorite trashy snacks from college. It can be whatever you want it to be. But it's just such a powerful tool in bringing people together. In fact, we had the one really nice meal we had out was at Malibu Farm in Newport Beach. And it was so good. It was so good. It's one of those meals that I'll remember for a really long time. So as much as I want to encourage you to gather around the table with your nuclear family, I really want to encourage you to figure out a way to make time for gathering with the family that you choose, your friends. Make time for it. Make it a ritual, whether it's a weekly ritual, it's once a month, or even once a year, like I do with these women. Commit to gathering with the people that love and support you. It's important. It's so, so important. All right, now that I'm refreshed and feel very restored, let's discuss a few simple recipes you can throw on your meal plan this week. First, ooh, this is a good one, you guys. Sheep pan sweet and sour chicken. So when I put out the survey for people to vote on May recipes, this far and away was the recipe that people voted for the most. It was the one they wanted. And I love it because for me, this is my go-to takeout order. And what's great is when you realize how easy it is to make it at home, I'm convinced this comes together faster than if I, you know, went down to the local Asian restaurant and ordered this for takeout. It's really simple and it's such a good meal for deconstructing for kids because you've got the fresh pineapple in it. My kids are crazy about bell peppers, so I can do the bell peppers. And then we usually serve this with rice. And it's just great. So the sauce, this is what I really played around with to make the recipe feel somewhat special. The base is like a sweet Thai chili sauce. And this is something that you might not have in your pantry now, but is really easy to find. It's only a couple bucks. I really like the Thai Kitchen brand, but you'll want to make sure you take note of the heat level because there are some that are mild and there are some that are spicy. So if you're cooking for kids that are worried about sensitivity with heat, just make sure you don't get a super spicy one. But then it's got soy sauce, orange juice, rice vinegar, ketchup, some peanut butter, garlic, and ginger. So those are things that I almost always have on hand. And you guys know how much I love my frozen garlic and ginger cubes. And then everything else is just chicken, pineapple, peppers, onion. That's it. It's really, really simple. Comes together so quickly. And I shared on Instagram this week a couple of reels that make this recipe feel even more manageable. I'm really trying to do that this month where I just want to take care of my recipe club people. I am so grateful for those of you who sign up for Recipe Club and support me in that way, because I am here to support you when it comes to getting dinner on the table. And I just find myself really consistently thinking about how can I add more value to Recipe Club. So I mentioned it a few weeks ago, but this month, every reel I'm sharing on Instagram is a tip, technique, or tool to help you execute one of the Recipe Club recipes. So this week I discussed whether or not you should invest in a rice cooker, how to chop cilantro, how to cut a pineapple, shared this favorite shortcut ingredient of the frozen garlic and ginger. So if you're a member of Recipe Club, make sure you're looking out for those, because everything I'm sharing has intention behind it to make these recipes easier for you. I really want to help you guys, given that it's tough. It's just tough to get dinner on the table. All right, so that is a May Recipe Club recipe. If you're not a member, you are welcome to sign up. We would love to have you. We have such a great time in there. All right, second. So it's Cinco de Mayo. And so how can you not have great Mexican food during the week of Cinco de Mayo? So I am doing the carnitas tacos with pickled red onions. This is another one of those recipes, kind of like my baked ziti, that is just a classic. It's probably the most popular recipe from my cookbook, Kitchen Confidence. It is so delicious. I don't know that I've ever had a protein recipe that has so much flavor packed into it. Like when you taste the meat after cooking it, it is like a flavor bomb going off in your mouth. It is so delicious. And I don't know that I've ever made these for anyone that did not like immediately want the recipe and want to cook them. And the thing that makes them so good is you're going to use pork shoulder or pork butt. And you're going to use a bunch of fresh lime juice, some orange juice, you've got garlic, and then the trifecta of delicious Mexican spices, chili powder, ground coriander, ground cumin. And it's very good. It's very, very, very good. And then the pickled onions, you cannot skip on the pickled onions. In fact, for a minute this week, I thought, can I do a whole podcast episode dedicated to my love for my favorite condiment, which is the pickled onion? You might be getting that in the future because that's how much I love a pickled onion. All right, so we're doing our sweet and sour chicken, our carnitas tacos, and then the last recipe, this is so simple, you guys. This is like, it's so, so simple. It's a recipe I have on my website called Pesto Fusilli, and it's essentially pesto pasta. And whether you want to make your own pesto, which I have a recipe for on my website, I actually really love using a combination of arugula and basil in the pesto, and I use walnuts instead of the traditional pine nuts, some fresh lemon juice in there. It's really, really yummy. So you can make a pesto from scratch, or you can buy a pesto. And I've shared this with you before, but I'm convinced the best store-bought pesto comes from Costco. It's the Kirkland brand. I love it. Love it, love it. So if you're a Costco shopper, I highly recommend picking that up. And then if you're going to do a recipe like this where the pasta really is the star, think about getting maybe a nicer pasta. What do I mean by this? They're like a more authentic Italian brand. Even if you're a Trader Joe's shopper, they are now doing some specialty pastas that are really, really yummy. And so if you're going to, you know, spend a little extra money on getting a great pasta, you could pick up a fresh pasta. That would be amazing too. This is the time to do it. And then I like topping this recipe with diced pancetta that I've crisped in a skillet. It's almost like adding bacon bits to the top, but the pancetta is a little fancier. And if you're a Trader Joe's shopper, actually I bought this at and Albertsons too, but they sell the diced pancetta by the fancy cheeses. It's only a couple bucks and it just comes together so quickly and is yum, yum, yum. All right, there are your recipes for the week. I'm excited to jump into the last half of the podcast where I'm excited to share all about my sheet pan dinner secrets. Those things that make my sheet pan dinners consistently successful. They are always requested by you guys. In fact, sometimes I worry that I'm sharing too many sheet pan dinners, but I don't think you can ever have too many of those in your lineup. So let's talk about a couple of things that just make those even more successful. Let's chat about what I consider to be the hero of weeknight meals, truly. Sheet pan suppers, sheet pan dinners, whatever you want to call them. They are the best. All of the dinner comes together on one sheet pan. Cleanup is easy. It just feels so manageable. And I have a couple that are some of my most popular recipes. So here are a few of my best tips for really one of my favorite techniques for getting dinner on the table in the middle of the week. Make ahead. So when it comes to a sheet pan dinner, I want you to remember that you can kind of eliminate the dinner rush by partially or fully assembling your sheet pan supper before mealtime. So if I'm really on top of my game, I'll prep vegetables over the weekend to use throughout the week. But what prepping ahead usually looks like is pulling together my sheet pan dinner the night before or the morning of, covering it with foil and sticking it in the refrigerator so that all you have to do is literally pull it out and put it in the oven. Now, you can add a marinade or a rub to your proteins to kind of maximize flavor, and then it's going to sit and marinate all day to give you even more flavor. And then sometimes I like to make a sauce to accompany the finished dish, which we'll talk a little bit about. But regardless of how much you're able to prep in advance, nothing is better than getting home and simply sliding a prepared sheet pan in a hot oven. So if you have a sheet pan recipe that you know you like, or maybe you want to make the sheet pan sweet and sour chicken from Recipe Club this month, you can prep a lot of that in advance, at least 70% of the recipe. So consider doing that. That is a form of prepping ahead, is doing it all on a sheet pan. Monday's your sheet pan dinner nights, right? And so it's something that you do on Sunday. All right, line the pan or use non-stick sheet trays. So if you follow me at all on Instagram, you know that I talk about how much I love my non-stick sheet trays or sheet pans. They are kind of the gold color as opposed to the traditional aluminum or silver color. Nordic Ware is hands down, no question, the best brand in the business when it comes to sheet pans. And no one will disagree with me on that. They are just the best. It's awesome because they're often sold in a combo pack at Costco for a really good deal. Or you can get them everywhere from Amazon to Sur La Table and Williams-Sonoma. Just a great brand. Over the past 2 years or so, I've really fallen in love with the nonstick variety because cleanup is so easy. You don't need them, but if you're not going to use them, I highly suggest lining your pan with either pre-cut parchment paper, or it doesn't have to pre-cut, but pre-cut makes it easier, or foil. So you can get, I'll put a link to these awesome liners that fit just perfectly in a sheet pan. So those are great. Foil's obviously great. Or I'm telling you, those nonstick sheet trays, they just clean up so easily, especially with my favorite scrub brush and the Dawn Power Wash. So I hardly ever even go to the effort of using foil or parchment paper now because I find cleanup to be not maybe quite as easy, but nearly just as easy. And it's like weirdly satisfying. So most sheet pan dinners are a mix of protein and vegetables. And a simple way to add flavor and texture to your finished dish is to add a sauce. So think of pestos, like the pesto we discussed earlier, a yogurt-based sauce. I've got a really delicious sheet pan Greek chicken that has this yummy, yummy yogurt sauce. Also, my sheet pan chicken pitas from Recipe Club a few months ago. That always also had a cilantro yogurt sauce, a salsa, a chutney. And this can be a sauce you make or this can be a sauce you buy, right? You can buy pesto. You can buy a tzatziki sauce that's already made ahead, even like a mustard spread or something like that. Whether you're making it and it comes together in a matter of minutes, or you can buy one. This is how easy it is to do it, right? You take a little bit of plain Greek yogurt, you take some salt and some pepper, and you take the zest and juice from half a lemon, and then you take either some fresh dill or some fresh parsley or some fresh thyme, and you got yourself a sauce. It really happens quickly. You could throw some paprika in there or some cumin, depending on what you're cooking, and it really comes together quickly. A few other sauces I have on my website that I've used. I love a vinaigrette as a sauce with roasted vegetables because they tend to be so rich and caramelized. The like punchiness of a vinaigrette is really nice. I've got a creamy avocado lime dressing on my site, a sweet and tangy barbecue sauce, a spiced yogurt sauce, a cilantro chutney, all sorts of stuff. So think about a sauce. If you are just pulling together a sheet pan dinner based on protein that you need to use up and veggies that you need to cook off, think, what sauce could I serve with this to just kind of elevate this? Preheat your oven and your pan. This is a great tip, especially if you really are wanting to take those dinners to the next level. So if it's super crispy veggies that you're after, let your pan heat up along with your oven. So you would actually keep your sheet pan in the oven while it's preheating. What this is going to do is it's going to ensure that your ingredients almost going to get a good sear right off the bat. So that by the time you're ready to add the other ingredients, like everything's going to be sizzling hot as if you were adding them to a hot skillet. You know when the fajitas come out at the restaurant, right? That's what I'm talking about. You adding the peppers and onions and hearing the sizzle. This kind of jump starts the cooking process and really will end up decreasing the total roasting time by a little bit. But it also means that you get the caramelized crispy edges. So that's just something to consider. And then this is probably one of my favorite tips for sheet pan dinners, and it's to finish with the broiler. The broiler is such a powerful tool in your kitchen, and most of us should have a broiler in our kitchen. And I rarely am roasting anything without finishing with my broiler. If you end up with like fully cooked chicken and veggies, or steak and veggies, or pork tenderloin, whatever it may be, or maybe you're doing cauliflower steaks, or you're doing chickpeas and veggies, it may be fully cooked, but it's not so visually appealing. Right? And it kind of all just looks soft. I want you to slide the pan under the broiler. Just like I'm talking 2 to 4 minutes. Keep an eye on it because your broiler might be more powerful or less powerful than mine. But what it does is it kind of gets everything beautifully golden and crispy. And it just, it's like that restaurant touch, right? It takes the meal from good to great. So do not forget about your broiler. It's such a great handy tool. Okay, the last tip I want to say is if you have a larger family, let's say if you have more than 2 kids, really, or 2 kids who eat like a full meal. I have 3 kids, but you know, I got picky eaters. So if that's the case, don't be afraid to take one recipe for a sheet pan dinner and spread it across 2 sheet pans. So let's say the recipe calls for 4 chicken breasts and you're like, I'm going to need 6. Well, then just cook your chicken on 1 sheet pan and take another sheet pan and do all the veggies. That way you don't have too much crowding, because when you get things too crowded, things end up steaming rather than roasting. You really want the air to be able to circulate around the ingredients for it to cook evenly and to get that crispiness. So like, you guys know Betsy, who's been on the podcast before, Betsy's Best Bets, my sister-in-law, I adore her. She's got 6 kids, and she was talking about how they do this all the time. They got a big family, they got a bunch of teenagers, so they are taking sheet pan dinners and spreading them across at least 2 sheet pans. You can also, there are full sheet pans, there are half sheets and quarter sheets. You most likely have a half sheet. That's what most people have. If you've got a big enough oven and you want to invest in a whole sheet, a big full sheet pan, you can usually get these at a restaurant supplier. You can get them on Amazon. That's another great option for bigger families. All right, you guys, there's a couple tips for you. Remember that you can make ahead sheet pan meals, line the pan, or use nonstick option. Don't be afraid to add a sauce, preheat your oven and the pan for extra crispiness, finish with the broiler, and spread it across two sheet pans if you need to. Okay, hopefully that will help you make the most delicious sheet pan dinners ever. There are two in Recipe Club this month, our sheet pan sweet and sour chicken, and then there's also a sheet pan cilantro lime chicken with sweet potatoes and cauliflower. Maybe my favorite from this month. Really delicious. And as always, new episodes of this podcast are going to drop every Thursday. In the meantime, you can follow me on Instagram where I'll be sharing all those tips, tools, techniques to help you pull off weeknight dinner. We'd love to have you in Recipe Club. We have such a good time. Or you can sign up for my family meal makeover course if you are looking to kind of revamp your system for family dinner time and organize and outfit your kitchen. Thank you to all 80 plus of you who have left reviews for this podcast. It means so, so much to me. It really is the best way for people to find the podcast. And the reason I do this every week, the reason I prioritize this is because I want to help people get dinner on the table. And I see this podcast as something that you can pop on and listen to while you're pulling a meal plan together, while you're taking a look at your fridge and pantry and deciding what you can make for that week. I believe it is helpful. I know it is helping some of you out there, and I want it to help more people. So any way you're able to share, whether that's through an Instagram story or leaving a review or a rating, all of that just helps people find the show and hopefully get unstuck from trying to decide what to make for dinner. All right, you guys, thank you so much, and we will chat next week.